USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 69th National Day of Prayer being held today despite the pandemic, although it is being held in a bit of a different way. Because of the pandemic, the event is being held online, with organizers saying the need for prayer among God's people is greater than ever. The year-round movement hopes to rally prayer for America and to inspire revival. Meanwhile, President Trump is still talking about hoping to revive the U.S. economy.
We can't keep our country closed down for years, and we have to do something.
The president saying yesterday Americans won't stand the stay-at-home orders much longer, though he says people of certain ages and with underlying conditions are still going to have to practice social distancing. He says the pandemic is worse than Pearl Harbor and the 9/11 attacks. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there's just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the latest U.S. official to say that China's, in his words, cover-up directly led to the coronavirus crisis, telling reporters this morning that the Chinese Communist Party put out propaganda to try to blame COVID-19 on the U.S., when in fact it was hoarding a lot of PPE because it knew the virus had started there and was going to go worldwide. Three of JetBlue's New York-themed airplanes will be doing a low-altitude flyover above NYC this evening as a salute to healthcare workers on the front lines of the battle against the coronavirus. This healthcare worker in the city says,
I'm deeply humbled and appreciative that they would consider this in honor of the healthcare workers.
It was 75 years ago today that Germany officially surrendered to the Allies, bringing World War II in Europe to an end. Of course, the war continued to rage in the Pacific for several more months. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Some unseasonably cold air is now expected to arrive in the Midwest and the East. It could break temperature records this Mother's Day weekend. It could also bring some rare snow to parts of the Northeast. Temperatures already below average for much of the East, but it's about to get even colder by tomorrow. It might feel like March rather than May. Utah's annual Sundance Film Festival may have been an early hotspot in the coronavirus pandemic. The Hollywood Reporter has published an article saying that several of those who attended the Park City Festival in late January did come down with an illness that had all the symptoms of COVID-19. A state epidemiologist saying that she believes the coronavirus was probably circulating at Sundance, though there is little public health value that can be taken from that information as of now. The singer-songwriter who fronted Bad Company for years has passed away. Brian Howe died Wednesday in Florida at 66, reportedly of a heart attack. He had replaced Paul Rogers as the lead vocalist for Bad Company in 1983. He did most of the writing for the band's album Holy Water in 1990, the most successful album for the group, helped along by the hit If You Needed Somebody. Howe left Bad Company in 1994 for a solo career, but it never reached the level of his success with that band. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.